Hello, this is Shelley Entine, and I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing involving the shift of Jupiter from Aquarius into Pisces. And I'm recording this with Jupiter in Aquarius still, where it has been expanding the whole area of energy, understanding, consciousness, and wanting equality and freedom and individual expression. And I think we've been seeing that quite a bit during this time we've had with Jupiter in a sign that works for him as a fire planet and sextiles his own sign of Sagittarius. Jupiter was the old ruler of Pisces, and so they still give Jupiter a rulership quality of that sign. Of course, we didn't have the capacity to see any of the other planets yet, and so now Neptune is the ruler of Pisces. And while both Pisces and Sagittarius, the sign that Jupiter does rule and still rules, are mutable signs. One of them, Sagittarius, is extending into a whole belief system or perceptions, which can be turned into rituals and belief systems that we sometimes call a religion, and a cultural whole sense of the way things are. Of course, Jupiter in Sagittarius is always expanding into more, higher knowledge. So it's a fire sign. So this is the quality of that expansion. But Jupiter in Pisces has come to a point where there is an understanding, especially as it goes through Aquarius and begins to get that intuitive understanding, beginning with the mind. And now Jupiter is getting this psychic understanding with the water element and its feelings. That's the difference to me between the psychic and intuitive quality. Intuition is a blast of energy into the mind, and psychic information comes almost as a whole complete vision that just is a feeling space. And so, not just, but is a feeling space. And so it is also changeable. Whereas sometimes when we get into the Sagittarian belief systems, we have seen people can hold on very strong and long to a belief that they should be letting go of and moving further into the expanding understanding, which is where we find Jupiter when it's in Pisces. So, we already had a little dip into Pisces with Jupiter on May 13th, 2021, and until the 28th, where it was going to retrograde back into Aquarius, where we've had it now, until it will enter, and it depends on which country you're in, the 28th in the Eastern time zone in December. It's 11:09 p.m. So you'll see some places saying the 29th, and that's because it is already the 29th across the pond in England, you know. So we look at it and say December 28th and until May 10th of 2022. That's not very long, is it? I mean, we've already had a little bit of it. Sometimes that happens with the retrograding planets. It depends on how far up in a sign they get before they retrograde. And so Jupiter wasn't that far up before it retrograded back into Aquarius. But now It has ended, and Jupiter will move on October 28th into between May 10th until October 28th in Aries. And then, I hope you're writing this down, it will be a retrograde Jupiter that comes back to Pisces again on October 28th and goes till December 20th of 2022. So we've got these two periods in 2022. Okay, so the two periods starting at the very end of 2021 until May 10th. The second period will have it retrograde and go direct in this sign, October 28th to December 20th, 2022. All right, so basically, the beginning of the year into the early spring and into the early summer, if you follow the agricultural calendar, as Beltane starts summer in May, and then right near the end of the year again, just like we have it start, we have it until the end of the year, December being the turning point. And then Aries will take another trip, very similar, going back and forth, and that will go into 2023. So, when Jupiter is in Pisces, we are expanding, as I said, the understanding nature, which can also be compassion. And Jupiter is a planet of optimism. It's a generous planet. It is a planet of abundance. It's the greater benefit. So we are looking to be and give and move into this quality, particularly where we're focused on not so much the materiality concept of the world, but the needs of others. Where Jupiter in Aquarius became very involved with individuality, but also group energies with their identities, the Piscean is going into those people who we are needing to help because of various reasons now in our world. We can see that there are groups that have needed our help for decades and maybe centuries, but there are also a growing number of people who are needing our help due to the issues of climate change and some of the geophysical issues that have happened. And when Jupiter is in Pisces, we're also looking at the fact that the waters of the specifically oceans is Piscean water may be growing more than they are now. We've seen a little bit of that with our first little dip into Jupiter and Pisces. So things may be happening. You know, ice may be melting and things such as that, so that we may have more issues with perhaps coastlines and also having people in areas where there's more rain in the area, steady and not moving, and causing these floods and slides and things such as that. So we are looking at that, and we're also looking at the need to have compassion and be giving some support to the creatures that live in the oceans and the larger bodies of water. You could include the Gulf of Mexico, for instance, and the Mediterranean Sea and those kinds of things. Ocean is just, you know, Neptune is the god of the ocean, but it's like the difference between lakes and streams and rivers and oceans. So we are in a state here where there have been issues with dumping things into the ocean and having, you know, all kinds of things. I don't have to tell you. You know what they are. And how it's affected these populations that are very necessary. I mean, we have had this unfortunate tendency and not to be aware. It's one of our little quirks as humans, especially if people don't tell us or point it out. You know, so now with Jupiter in Pisces, you'll see an increase in people who want to do something about that area. We can also have our negative Pisces energies expand. And what are those? Well, toxicity and escapist behaviors, you know, a fantasy and denial and use of substances and all of this. So, you know, we do have also the potential, though, for a great benefit to come to us with some substance that wouldn't be toxic as well. You know, and one of the things that is a beautiful quality of Pisces is the realm of essential oils and the aromas, perfumes, and things such as that. Natural substances. But it is also a sign of oil and gas and those kinds of things. So, you know, we're going to be having this, you know, energy of, you know, the flipping, flopping of the fish and finding out which place we're focused and if we're in a positive place or not. So, we ourselves attract, the more we give compassion and charity and our assistance to others, the more we attract these things. So, a lot of idealism and perhaps a lot of positivity and some luck coming in for people, particularly, of course, people who have the sun in Pisces or the Pisces ascendant, because when Jupiter is transiting the first house of your chart, you get a lot of opportunities, just as you do when the Jupiter joins the sun. It's a very powerful, positive time. And you only get it every 12 years. So get ready to reach out for the brass ring and open up to receive as much good as you can. We are also going to see the benefit for the other water signs, as Jupiter will trine Cancer and Scorpio. There will be a Jupiter sextil, which is helpful, for the earth signs of Taurus and Capricorn. But Jupiter in Pisces will oppose the earth sign of Virgo. And Virgo likes things very clear and orderly and is very practical and analytical. And Jupiter in Pisces is the ride in the air balloon, you know, the balloon rides. That is very different. Virgos like their feet on the ground. And so there may be times when there's difficulty in keeping things the way we want them to. The ascendant for Virgo, however, gets to have Jupiter in the seventh house, which is a great benefit in terms of sometimes people meet wonderful partners and marry or find business partners, contracts and legal matters. Very positive when Jupiter is in the sign opposite our rising sign. So, this is one benefit that Virgo, if you have rising sign, gets. Now, we also are looking at the squares and the oppositions, and then we just did the opposition to Virgo. The other mutable signs that get squared are Gemini. Again, a very analytical, mental, you know, I want to see it every detail clearly, and I want to put labels on everything and name it. And the other one that gets squared is Sagittarius, because Sagittarius wants to expand in a dynamic, emotional way, and Jupiter is sort of wavy. Again, it's like waving waters of the oceans, and a lot of stuff in Pisces, you know, the creatures are hidden, and they can, again, be very fantastical. And Pisces is also a sign that can deceive. So we can also have expansion and deception. And, you know, I'm not sure that Jupiter in Pisces energy will be the thing that takes us out of a pandemic, because it could expand this type of experience too. But there may be some miracle, perhaps, that might occur that can be a helpful substance. I'm not saying vaccine, it depends on where it comes, something that will help us end our current dilemma. It's definitely a dilemma, no matter what you're doing about it. There are a lot of people who have lost people to this pandemic, and people who've had it and have lingering effects from it. So it's just a difficult time. So, and it can also be, you know, a time of great mysticism and spiritual achievement, because this is very much what Pisces is also about, and creative and artistic achievement. Particularly, I would say, in photography and painting, and also music and dance. These are things where I feel the Piscean energy of creativity is more prevalent and more easily seen than any of the creative arts can be helped by this. The actual ability to connect in higher mystical consciousness and magical consciousness can also be a very positive experience for many of us. And we're not in an age now where too many people go to a cave and, you know, leave their lives, but some people might. You know, I mean, we've had enough lockdown for people to be used to having some restrictions. But again, it may be a time when there are people who want to go on retreats, literally, and stay there for long periods of time. So, we have these energies, and one of the things that we may see in terms of beliefs and these types of things, you know, and sort of bending the beliefs and ideas to suit ourselves, let's say, even in self-deception, as I said, denial earlier, but also in deceiving others, when it first is happening, Jupiter is squaring the North Node and the South Node as well, because they're going to still be there just in the beginning of the year, and early January is where we're looking for that. So that's something to know. And then the most famous thing that we're talking about is the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in Pisces and what that might be like. That's really, again, that's the most intense experience of Pisces that we can get, both rulers of Pisces in Pisces, right? So, yeah. When we are moving through, I'll tell you when. I think I can find that. January 3rd is the exact square to the true node. So you're beginning the year, you're putting your visions in, you're, you know, wanting to start I would say that this is a time when you should be kind of grounding yourself a little bit more. And, you know, I'm not saying you can't have what you want, but I'm saying that you need to imagine that you may be overdoing it a little bit, or that you're overanalyzing it to the point that you need to bring in some of the psychic input so that you will know a direction to take. A very, very positive time, particularly for those who can experience this in some way in their chart, connecting to something or some place, because where Jupiter's transiting is where you're going to have the expansion, wherever it is in your birth chart, Pisces. February 17th, and the exact is 7:13 p.m., but that is when Jupiter is going to sextile Uranus and Taurus. And that is extreme luck, all right? So if you have planets that are, you know, relating to either 11 Pisces or 11 Taurus, and you connect the houses of your birth chart, where is Jupiter and where is Taurus, this is a big time to make your plan a something that can come through during that time, February 17th. It doesn't have to be exactly at 7:13 p.m. It can be February 16th, February 17th, February 18th. But it's really, wow, I mean, total brass ring. If, you know, you happen to be an 11 degrees Pisces sun, you know, I mean, this is the kind of time that even people who don't usually win contests can win them, you know. Just be aware of that. And then we have a nodal shift next year. So that we're going to have our north node in Taurus and our south node in Scorpio. And I'll be doing a podcast about that. You can be sure of this. And on April 8th of 2022, an exact time of 4:20 a.m. is given at Eastern Time, I guess. Jupiter at 23 degrees of Pisces will sextile the true north node at 23 Taurus. So here is where, if you've been looking to, I don't know if it'll be trying the south node, so you, if you're looking to make some sort of shift into the higher level of evolution, these are the evolutionary nodes. So, you know, if you can elevate the Scorpio nature and make some manifestation occur, this is a great time for everybody, especially if you have something near that will relate to the 23rd degree of Pisces or Taurus, and Taurus even better. So, and where that is, where the house is involved, this could be a very elevating moment. And then comes the Neptune conjunction, all right? So that's April 12th, 2022. We're given a time of 10:42 a.m. here. But this is, again, not just in one moment. All of these, Jupiter moves slowly, and so does Neptune, and so does Uranus, and so do the nodes. So these, you have a few days. You know, I like the approaching aspect better. So, like, if, let's say if we're looking at February 17th, the approach is before February 17th, and same with April 8th, the approach is before, and April 12th, the approach is before. So the conjunction can be either that highest level that we've talked about or the absolute lowest level, the mega fantasy. This is, you know, there's this idea some of the divers get when they're down below and they're looking at all these wondrous creatures underwater, and it's called rapture of the deep. And if they get caught in the rapture, they forget to surface. And, you know, that's a rapturous way to go, but you're still going, you know. So we have to be aware of that time. And also there can be wide deception. I mean, serious, big, you know, the big lie, as they call it. Yeah, it can be really happening. This can also be a time when water is expanding way beyond, okay? And, you know, I really believe in having a relationship with elements. The elements are very responsive to us. We are made up of all the elements, so we're not separate from anything around us in creation. So, you know, being grateful and doing your gratitude prayers toward the water nation is going to be really beneficial during Jupiter in Pisces, especially when we get to these moments where there can be something really intense happening. But also, this is a time, if you are in that creative mode, in the spiritual mode, where you can reach a new height. Never before have you reached this one. So, and then on May 3rd of 2022, we have a time of 6:33 p.m., Jupiter at 28 degrees of Pisces will sextile Pluto at 28 Capricorn, and some of that mystical energy, that magical fantasy energy, can come down to Earth in a very structured form. So those are some of the big ideas that are happening before we get the you know, the actual retrograde that goes, or the actual shift into Aries is what I should say now. And then it will come back later in the year, just to the higher degrees, which would be the Neptune conjunct and the Pluto sextile, when it's retrograde in the October to December phase, when it comes back in 2022. So, but that's something to look ahead to as we get closer. I'm sure I'll be speaking about that. I know that I will be speaking with Jim Case on his Adventures in Truth podcast, and we're going to be talking about Jupiter in Pisces. And we may be talking about it again. Back then, our first talk is the 5th of January. So, and we're doing it that day. I think we're going to do it anyway. We've talked about doing it. Is when the moon is in Pisces, making the conjunction to Jupiter in Pisces. So that's why I thought it would be kind of a fun day to discuss whether we're going to expand in faith, fear, or fantasy. Yeah, that's how I'm looking at Jupiter in Pisces. So, that's what I've needed to tell you. And I hope that you will be able to connect to this podcast if you need it again. You're always welcome to download these podcasts. Just go to the three little dots. And I can't remember if it's a right or a left. I think it's a left click, maybe. And just choose download to your device so you can listen to it again and understand some of the nature of what's going on during the transits, two transits, direct, retrograde and direct again, of Jupiter in Pisces for 2022. And I'll say goodbye for